Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.
The Violet Hour presents
Between the Devil, Episode 3. Just like the story.
Sammy, I know Mama will be worried, and I know I shouldn't have done it, but Sammy, I said be quiet. I'm sorry.
Rosalind. Oh, God, what must she be thinking right now?
I left a note.
She hated the thought of me on this ship, but this... The thought of her waking up only to find...
I left her a note.
She'll be distraught, sick with worry.
I said I left her
a... This isn't a game, Sammy. This isn't sneaking sugar from the cupboard, or hiding a kitten in the laundry basket, or climbing under the carriage seat. This is...
What is this?
Uncle Reuben!
Sammy, what are you...
She stowed away. In the cargo hold. Can you believe it?
You didn't.
I did.
You cheeky little devil. You're always up to something, aren't you?
Don't encourage her, Reuben.
You know, your father and I used to hitch rides on the back of carriages when we were your age.
Really?
Reuben.
Much quicker than walking across town. Unless the driver saw us, then we'd run like the wind. Not as much fun, but...
Reuben, you're not helping.
Can I help you, gentlemen?
I thought, haven't we returned you to dry land?
Where's your parrot?
Sammy.
My what?
Your parrot.
My parrot? I can't say that I've ever owned a parrot, me neither.
But I heard...
I cannot apologize enough, Captain. This is entirely unacceptable, I know. And she knows, my daughter, she knows that what she has done is wrong, and you may rest assured that...
But...
Sammy, be quiet.
Master Francisco, this is your ship. I care little about which passengers you choose to accompany. I mean, you could bring a mad bull and a matador if you wished, so long as they didn't cause a fuss amongst my men. And I doubt very much that this little girl...
Frankie, mate, are you all right?
Well, you didn't come back. We thought...
So, didn't you? The demon?
Well, I...
You did see it. I knew it. That massive beast with its red eyes and fangs and claws and...
Who's that?
What? Who's? You!
Who? This is my daughter. She's...
The demon!
I can't see...
This
is your demon, Gibbs!
It can't be. I saw...
And what's your name, demon?
Savannah.
There you are, Gibbs, mate. I present your infernal tormentor, Samara.
Sammy. My mama calls me Samara.
Sammy the demon! Oh, God, save us, Gibbs!
Tell us, Sammy, what are you doing aboard the ship?
Well, the same reason you're all here.
And what might that be?
Adventure! Fighting pirates on the high seas, burying treasure, and holding daggers between your teeth, like the stories.
I like the stories, just like the stories.
Speaking of stories, how'd you keep out of sight all this time, Sammy? How'd you keep fed?
Well,
Was you hiding behind that locked door down below? The one who ain't got no key?
And how would she open the door to do the hiding in the first place without a key?
I'm just saying, that's where I'd hide if it was me. No one would ever find you in there.
Are you? What? I just plug your blowhole, let the girl talk, you dolt.
Yeah, you dolt!
Sammy! Well, you're right, Gibbs. She has got a forked tongue, ain't she?
I kept below with the cargo mostly. I was real quiet and only went on deck at night. And even then only two or three times when I didn't think I could take being cooped up in the dark for 1 second longer. I tried to keep hidden and sleep when everyone was up and about. I snuck a few bananas and a piece of bread here and there, but never anything anyone would notice. I was so quiet and careful, but today, I guess I didn't hear the footsteps coming down the stairs, and next thing I knew, someone grabbed me and started screaming and screaming right in my ear.
Gibbs!
I didn't scream, I only...
Then he just ran away screaming, like I terrified him. And then my papa came down, and I tried to hide again, but... Up until then, none of you even knew I was here.
Aye, a right sneaky little monkey you are.
You must have got awful lonely down there in the dark.
I guess. I tried talking to the chickens and the goats, but they never remember their names and they don't say very much anyway. But at least I had the parrot to talk to sometimes.
What parrot?
The captain's... Well, he said it wasn't his, but whoever's it is, the parrot.
Hey, what did it look like?
Well, I never actually saw it. But every ship has a parrot. It's in
all the stories, aye. We've heard them all.
No, not just that. I really...
Oh, you can't have a ship of savage and bloodthirsty sailors without a parrot going on about pieces of eight and blood and bones and the like, can you?
It's not just the stories, though.
That's enough, Sammy. Enough!
But, Papa, I really did hear...
Stop! What were you planning to do if I hadn't found you, Sammy? When were you planning to finally show yourself, 6 months? A year? When we got back home and your mother was waiting at the docks, hair gone white with worry, thinking she'd lost her only daughter? Is that the game you were playing?
But, Papa, I left a note!
Oh, I'm sure you did, Sammy. That's exactly as considerate as I would expect you to be. A note. And I'm just as sure that such a note would do nothing to console your mother if she knew what you've been up to these last few weeks. Your face is filthy, your fingernails are caked with dirt, and just look at the state of that dress. Your mother made that dress for you.
I don't care about my stupid dress. I don't care if it's dirty or smelly or torn or anything. It's just a dress.
That's my point, Sammy. You don't care about precisely the things you should. It's the fact that your mother made it for you. Think of her for a moment. If you had done that before acting so rashly, you might have seen just how selfishly you were behaving in seeking some silly adventure at the expense of your family's well-being.
You mean like what Mama said to you in the carriage?
Ooh, I think we all best be heading to bed now. Hey, lads?
Family affairs are often... good night.
Franny, I know you're...
Reuben.
Just remember...
Reuben!
Sammy...
Papa, I...
Sammy! I have extra blankets and pillows. I'll make up a bed for you.
Okay.
Sammy lay awake, long into the night, listening to her father's slow breathing as it became a gentle snore, sleep eluding her as she fought her way through a storm of thoughts brewing in her head. She had left a note. She had. She knew that her mother would not have let her go if she had asked, and so she hadn't. Sammy knew that she was not supposed to be on the ship, but... She was with her father. Surely that made it okay. She wasn't alone on some ship full of strange, dangerous men. Wasn't that enough? Her father was there to protect her, to keep her safe. He would. Of course he would. He loved her. He did. Salty trails dried on her cheeks as she finally slipped uneasily to sleep. Her head filled with unsettling dreams in place of those more buoyant sojourns into the unconscious that she had known while hiding below decks before she had been discovered, and before reality had reared its unwelcome head and put a damper on her exploits.
So, Sammy, are you enjoying your eggs?
Mm-hmm.
Good, good. Better than bananas and hardtack, eh? Franny, can I get you some more orange juice? Franny?
No, thank you.
Right. No problem. Sammy, orange juice?
No, thank you.
Have some. I don't need you collapsing from malnutrition.
I mean, yes, please.
Right. Good. That's good. This is good. Look at us, huh? The three. My, it's a little warm in here, isn't it? Maybe I'll just... much better. Smell that salty breeze. Really, really clears the lungs. The head. The air. So, Sammy, what are you going to be doing today?
I don't...
Your father has been helping the men with their duties, swabbing the decks and scaling the masts and all sorts of exciting things like that. He even helped fire the cannons. Maybe the two of you could...
Can we?
Reuben and I have work to do.
We don't.
We have the quartermaster's report to review. With Smith laid up, it's down to us to see that everything is accounted for. We'll need to know sooner or later, and sooner works just fine for me. I'll be in my cabin, Reuben, when you're ready.
Where was this, Francisco, the past 3 weeks?
What?
Nothing.
What about me? What am I to do?
If I even thought I could tell you what... Just stay out of trouble, if you can. I...
Sammy.
I know I shouldn't be here, okay?
I know, and I know you know. And your father knows.
Does he ever?
Under any other circumstance, nothing will bring your father greater joy than having you by his side. You know that. Just give him time and space. And do try and stay out of trouble.
If I can. I can, okay?
okay. You little devil.
I like a story that will take me to extremes. And nothing says extreme quite like The Last City, a new Wondery podcast available now. Set in 2072, the city of Pura is a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image, which, given its promise of being a miraculous green haven in a climate-ravaged world, shouldn't be too hard to sell. But things are not always as perfect and shiny as we'd like to believe. When she stumbles upon a dark secret that could lead to the downfall of Pura's existence if revealed, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
I never get to do anything exciting. They make me go to church and school, and I get to learn about people who have adventures and do great things. Other people, sure, but me? Oh, no, no, not you, Sammy. You can go to the Sunday market and help Mama pick out bolts of fabric and new glassware. Choose the freshest eggs. Because, Dolores, if I'd asked to come, they would have said no. I've asked before. When Papa and Uncle Reuben went to Denmark on business, I asked, and they said no. But Miguel got to go. He was only 2 years older than me, and he threw up on the boat ride there and back. I haven't been sick once this whole time. Okay, one time. But that was a bad banana, and you know it. Oh, what do you know, Arnold? You'd eat anything that you could get your hoofs on. You still owe me a hair ribbon, by the way, and it had better be silk. Blue silk. Yes, you did. I saw you slurping it up like a spaghetti noodle. Dolores saw it, didn't you? What? Surely you did, Marco. Sylvia. Oh, you're all a pack of lights. No one asked you to chime in, Thomas. What am I doing? I don't have to talk to you anymore. I don't have to hide. I can talk to real people now. Uncle Reuben and... Besides, you can't understand me anyway. No, you can't. What am I saying? Huh? What am I saying? No, that's not what I said. Shh. Did you hear that? There it is. The parrot. If I can catch it, they'll have to believe me. And Papa will see.
Sammy followed the sound of the parrot's squawk, rushing up the stairs onto the main deck. She could hear the bird calling, but as she cast her eyes around the deck, she could not see it. She scanned the surrounding ocean for any sign of movement and began to despair that she would never find the parrot. When she looked up, suddenly a squawk that came from overhead. She approached the main mast of the ship and heard the parrot's cry again, this time directly above her. Up there, somewhere in the rigging of the ship. She gritted her teeth and took hold of a thick line hanging from the mast and began to pull herself, hand over hand, up the long wooden shaft. The parrot continued to squawk, its chattering growing closer with each foot Sammy gained. As she drew even with the main sail, the parrot squawked, and Sammy thought she might be able to make out a small silhouette on the other side of the flapping canvas. She tightened her grip with one hand and reached the other out to pull the sail to the side and capture her prize, when suddenly...
What? Who said that? Who said that?
By your right hand. You see it?
This?
That's the one on. You're right there, now you hear?
Uh-huh.
Now let go with your left hand.
Let go?
Oi! Let go of the rigging with your left hand. And you can to hang on to that rope.
I don't think I can.
You can.
Me.
Here you go. Now hang on tight. Careful. Give yourself a moment.
Okay.
Get your legs back.
Okay.
There you are. And you can open your eyes whenever you're ready.
Right. Okay.
So you're the merchant's girl. Sammy, was it?
Sam. Samara, but Sam.
Pleasure to meet you, Sammy. My name's Hank.
I know. I mean, nice to meet you, Hank.
Seems good. Decent man, your father. Willing to put his own back into what he believes in is. Not many a man with the choice would choose to do it the way he'd done it.
Yes.
Now, what were you doing up there in the rigging? Mighty dangerous to go up there with the winds this high, even for an experienced hand.
Well, I was trying to catch the parrot.
What parrot?
I know. No one believes me. But I heard it while I was hiding down there, and I heard it just now up there. I thought, if I could catch it and show people I wasn't just making things up. But when I got up there, I started hearing other voices. And I couldn't move or open my eyes. And I felt like I was going to be stuck there forever, or that I already had been. And then I heard your voice.
No, you're not the first person to be led astray by the wind. And you won't be the last, neither. Don't trust the wind. Takes you where it wants to. No matter where you're looking to go in the first place. Tries to make up your mind for you, it does. You need it, of course. But you can't trust it to get you where you need to go without minding the course yourself. Now the stars you can rely on, they never change. Never mean one thing this minute and another the next. They're always there when you need them, and they got everything you need.
Invenire te ipsum inter astra.
What's that now?
Find yourself among the stars.
What? This ain't the first time you've gone climbing up where you ought not to be. No, is it?
Well, I mean...
Hey, your secret's safe with me, little lady. So, it's, from the sound of things, that'd just be a drop in a bucket now, wouldn't it?
Ugh, a drop in a bucket that's bailing out a sinking ship in a rainstorm. I just wish they treat me like a kid, you know?
Little as we like it, sometimes we have to accept guidance from folks with more experience who want what's best for us, even if we think we know better. It's just as easy to get lost with a map as it is without one, if you don't know how to read the bloody thing.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, you can find your North Star, but all you have is a pretty light to look at if you don't let other folks help you get there. You can trust your star, but you need their wind, however unreliable or taxing it can be at times. You learn from it. You chart your course accordingly next time.
If there is a next time.
There will be. For little girls and their fathers, there always is. Best be running along now, Sammy. I gotta be minding the wheel. Been fighting a bit of a strong current myself. But I'm keeping her on course best I can.
All right. But if you see my papa about me climbing the...
Not a word.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sammy, what did you do today?
Nothing. I mean, nothing much. Just enjoyed the fresh air. I fed the animals, the goats and chickens, and... Oh, I talked to the navigator.
Ah, yes, Hank. Quite the fellow he is. Very knowledgeable. Very serious. And the stories that man can tell.
What about you? You and Papa? Did the quartermaster's report, go good?
Well...
Hardly.
It was so illegible and disorganized that we could make neither heads nor tails of it. The whole thing is a mess.
What is there to be done about it?
Well, we'll have to run inventory ourselves. Check all of the boxes, barrels, and crates, and start from scratch. Otherwise, how will we know which supplies to take on when we next make landfall?
I can help!
I don't...
No, really! Papa, I can! In all those weeks down there, I didn't have anything to do except to open boxes and rummage around. I had to know what was where and which barrels I could hide in at a moment's notice. I'll bet I could find just about anything down there, with my eyes closed and my hands on my head. In fact, I know I could. Honest!
You know, Franny, she may be right. She could be invaluable.
Please, Papa, let me help.
Franny.
It won't be a game, Sammy.
I know.
And there will be plenty of arithmetic. Addition, subtraction, multiplication, division.
Don't scare the girl off, Franny.
Oh, I know my arithmetic.
2 plus 2.
4.
2 times 2.
4.
Franny, the girl is a genius. Come on.
You'll be in charge of all numbers and sums.
Okay.
And Uncle Reuben will check all of your work.
I what?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Aha. Good.
At least I can tell your mother that I kept her schoolwork going.
This is good.
Thank you, Papa.
Don't thank me yet. Tomorrow won't be a walk in the park by any means.
I know.
I know.
And everyone he was behind it. No turning back.
You said it yourself, didn't you? We know what's at stake. My word's made up. I've had it up to here with the disrespect. Them men preening and looking down on us like this better than us when they bloody well hanged.
Luring us in with talk of treasure and riches and giving us the scraps while they feast their banquet night after night. Like we ain't the reason we made it this far. Like we don't deserve a taste. I want my taste. I pry it from their fingers and crack open their jaws and take my knife and cut it out of their fat stinking belly.
That's enough. That's enough. Keep it down.
We can talk all night, but we best back up that talk with action. If you're not on board with the plan, I can't blame you for it. You took an oath you didn't, that's no small thing, but if you're not on board, then I can't let you leave this room. You won't be harmed, mind you, we're shipmates after all. We'll have to tow you up down here, of course, so as to keep you safe while the rest of us take care of things topside. But rest assured, we'll all come to terms with one another after the deed is done. But for those of you who need to see it through, Antioch!
CJ Drumula, with assistant sound designer Allison Eng. Music by Nathan Matthew David and Jeremy Lamb. Executive produced by Cassie Joseph Oath. Narrated by Maria Olson. The role of Sammy was played by Annie Kalaherka. Francisco by Fred Cross. Ruben by Brian Umberto Hoyos. Captain Eckhart by Harwood Gordon. Marcus by Connor Dillon. Willis by Connor McGiffin. Gibbs by Charlie Wilson, and Hank by Daniel Van Thomas, with additional voices by Connor McGiffin and Daniel Van Thomas.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.